This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Yes, the big man is in the seat again.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate. Come on, we're going to hit the lottery around here someday so I get some of these stupid little things fixed, like this microphone that keeps trying to attack me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And if you don't want to do that, you can hop on one of the chat rooms. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you to do. It's really that simple. Anyway, today was, how many of you today, if you're a praying person, how many of you went to an event that had to do with the National Day of Prayer? You do know today was the National Day of Prayer, right? I mean, millions and millions of people today, at some point in time, either they went to, you know, church or synagogue or wherever they went, a public place, to celebrate what's been going on for hundreds of years. Started by a founding father. I mean, and you know what? It doesn't even matter if it was started. What I love all this is, now here I go, I'm already starting, not even going to do the story I was going to do, because it just dawned on me. Do I ever, though, really? We have to have separation of church and state. Is that what we're told? We're told that on a regular basis, right? That this whole thing. I even had a guy write me a note in Facebook today that now, like, I haven't heard this. I've been the MC for this event for 15 years. And, like, I haven't heard it all before. And this guy wanted to make sure that I was fully aware that elected officials couldn't come to this thing because there was a separation of church and state. And that, you know, the National Day of Prayer was pretty much a disgrace because these people went and were breaking the law. So apparently Washington, Madison, Jefferson, Monroe, I go down a whole list that broke the law. Jefferson broke the law, right? Jefferson, who should have known what the Constitution meant and had in it, and what they fought for, Franklin and the rest of these guys all were there. So do you really think that if the intent of the founding fathers was not to have religion, God, and really a majority of specifically Christianity as part of our everyday lives, why did they sanction a National Day of Prayer? Not like we know it today, but pretty much. They asked for people to fast and get on their knees for the day. Now, last I checked, there aren't any really religions that ask you to fast and pray for these kind of things. Right? I mean, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But seriously. So again, a bunch of nut jobs who must, you know, they probably had early signs of Alzheimer's. Because they didn't know when they put it all together that they wanted a separation of church and state, or somehow they wrote it in there, which, by the way, for some of you who are less astute, I don't know if you know this, but there is nothing about the separation of church and state in the Constitution. Nothing. Oh, there is a pesky little clause that says the government can't keep us from practicing our religion. Somehow that gets overlooked. Somehow that takes second fiddle to a letter written by Jefferson to a pastor of a church that was totally taken out of context. But that's a story for another day. So this person was trying to tell me, you know, it was the separation of church and state, and we in the past have backed down and allowed that to happen. No more. No more. You need to get up and you need to fight and you need to push back on these people. No more. And when I say fight, you know I don't mean like they do. Don't bring baseball bats and, you know, fists. That's not what I mean. When they say to you, like this guy said, you know, you have to have separation of church and state, you ought not be doing this kind of thing, you do what I do. Thank you for your opinion. We'll get back to you later. I mean, seriously. These guys are sick people. This, you know, I mean, it's like Trump derangement syndrome. They can't get past any of this stuff. He won. They can't get past it. Hillary Clinton actually came out today. I can't believe she had the, how do I keep this clean?
Gall.
Cajonies? Gall. Gall. Okay, gall works, I guess. Some people may not know what that means, but all right, but I'll use that. Anyway, she had the gall to talk about how the AG Barr was lying to the American people. Now, I believe that God exists, but I think he was napping during that moment.
Yeah.
Because if she had made that comment, and I was God, there would be a little pile of dust right there where she was sitting. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, she actually called somebody else a liar and said that they should step down. I'm thinking, has she ever heard herself talk? Has she ever read anything she's written? We can go through all the stuff that they still love her. Although I will tell you, I was saying they still would love her, they would still support her. But as I start looking into it, I don't know if you know this, but a recent poll by Rasmussen shows that only 42% of Americans believe that America would have been better off with her as president. Tell me that doesn't tinge her just a little bit. What do you think? I mean, she does have an ego the size of Texas and California and a few other places, for that matter. Corey Duncan should, I'm hoping. Join us right after the break. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. A lot more happening here. Shortly, as we say in Boston.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Just don't be one of those lunatics that yells at the phone, yells at the radio station or what have you. It doesn't engage, it doesn't get involved. So, before I pull him on, I'm going to make him answer this question. Although I'm sure he's already got the answer. Gallup has a new poll out that says the majority of Americans, they rate their financial situation, they rate the economy as wonderful and good and excellent. Now, I want you to think about the first quarter of 2019, strongest quarter for the U.S. economy since 2005. Who's in charge in 2005? I got to think about that. Under the Trump administration, Americans are optimistic about their personal finances reach levels not seen in more than 16 years. 70% expected that they'll be financially better off in the next year. Now, there's other indications that the public's confidence in their own financial stability is strong. 56% of Americans rate their current financial situation as excellent. 12% rated as good. Now, 57% say that their overall financial situation is getting better, right? And that's risen 10 points since 2016. We have got to replace that Trump guy. He has got to go. He's no good for Americans. Corey Duncan. Help me understand. I don't, you know, apparently I'm not smart enough to figure this out. Trump's got to go, right?
Well, first of all, God bless everyone out there. Thank you for having me on again this week. And let's just say another day, fight the stupidity of some of these people. And, you know, it's interesting to me. And also I want to thank everyone that's joined us on Facebook and any of us. Search engine that tuned in. To answer what you're saying, economically, I would say as bad as Bill Clinton was, I voted for him back then. Yeah, I was crazy enough to, because of his economic plan, and it worked. It worked for a little bit. It did. It gave him empowerment money to fix up the Oh no! Let me not be politically correct. The black neighborhoods, and they took the money, fixed the black neighborhoods at least four times in 3 years, and he gave them more money, and they still messed it up. So, but this president is making sure, and I want to just take and go back to a conversation I had with a black liberal earlier this week. I always get these ones that want to challenge me. I heard you on that white guy show, and you talk about black people so bad. No, well, actually, I'm black, so I'm not a Haitian. I'm not anything. I'm 50% black and 50% Cuban. But anyway, that's another story for another day. But the thing of it is that the fact that I grew up in a black neighborhood, so you can't tell me these games that you guys like to play. Guess what? President Trump has us on. Hey, look, check his record. The man's record about getting the black folks off of unemployment and people working again. Not only just black folks, just everyone. He's got a whole bunch of Americans that want to work, working. And that's the main thing. That's why I always talk about this. That's why I talk about education. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk about that. But that's the first thing, is if you get an education, then someone can it's all kind of jobs out here. And that's why I say, with our trade schools, that's why we're doing this. Because if you make the economic situation in a person's life better, this has been proven that they are better dads. Better moms, because there's less stress on them about how to either pay the rent or put food on the table. So that's why I say we give back at the Grassroots Conservative Association group, because what we do collectively is we're trying to make Americans more smarter, more better, more, ways though that you can take and what you put into the economy makes the economy turn. Instead of waiting and playing the race card and waiting for the government to take care of you. President Trump, I'm right there with him. That's why people like independent people, independent families and independent associations like ourselves, we are doing things, and President Trump probably don't even know this kind of stuff is going on. And I don't want him to know. I want him to continue on doing what he's doing. But we want to do this because we understand the economic situation, and it's gotten better. You have more people that's working, and that's either trying to get a trade or to find out how to get work to work. I mean, any man and any woman, if you want to sit home and just get a check, then you're probably not even worth the oxygen that you're breathing. But I tip my hat to President Trump. But, you know, the thing of it is this, is that all you have to do is look, instead of worrying about popularity, look at his record. Look what he has accomplished. That's what we need to start doing. Like, look at what Corey and Joe are doing. Look what Cleveland A. Rose is doing. Look what Anna is doing. Look what this person is doing. And you can actually see the facts and figures, and also you can also see with your own two eyes what is being done instead of a lot of jawjacking and talking about what we're going to do. You know, it's an old Southern term, jawjacking. But that's what you get. You get a lot of people that do that. And, you know, the thing of it is this the fact that we need to get back to the basics. Education first, please, everyone. Because that's the first thing, so you won't wind up being in a public school system in one of these liberal Democrat cities like Baltimore, and they study pushing you through, and you can't add 2 + 2, or you can't tell Murray how many or three quarters are. You know, it's just crazy.
Listen, The LAUSD school system, they've had their share of problems. And look, for the longest time, some of their true inner city schools had like a 40% graduation rate. And everybody's talking about how great teachers are and how great this is and how great our public school system is. They need to be honest about it. Some of them are great. Some of them have great teachers, okay? But when you get down to where they won't even call out the bad schools and the bad teachers, that's a problem. And that's a big problem. You know?
I agree totally. Like I told you before, a couple of weeks ago, we need to step away from this education process that takes God out of the schools. It takes a lot of things that makes you be on stable ground. And it's, you know, they want to take it away because it's to make discord and to make everything dis. You know, you got a lot of people that's agents of chaos, and they love chaos. They love making everything entertainment and shiny, and that's what we need to get away from. We need to get back to what it's all about.
Speaking about getting nice and shiny and cleaned up, Baltimore is a little closer to being cleaner this week. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan will be with us on the other side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The Attorney General Bill Barr refusing to appear before a Democratic House Judiciary Committee hearing on Capitol Hill on the Mueller report. Staff lawyers, not lawmakers, would be asking the questions, so he says thanks but no thanks. But House Judiciary Committee Chair Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York saying,
he has failed the men and women of the Department of Justice by placing the needs of the president over the fair administration of justice. He has even failed to show up today.
Now, Barr did answer questions for more than 5 hours from senators the day before. Here's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Attorney General Barr has been very transparent, brought forward the information. I think it's time to stop wasting this majority and actually get something done for the American public.
Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down 122 points, the NASDAQ down almost 13 points, the S&P 500 down 6 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately, that's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring him in because he's been talking about this cleanup since I met him. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every... That's how we met. We met and started talking during the Baltimore riots when they were... I was trying to figure out why they were burning down CVS when they needed jobs and they needed stuff. But, you know, you set me clear on that. But now Baltimore is one step further from getting the rat turds out, aren't they?
Well, once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to appear. And I'd like to say a big hello to our family and especially my beautiful wife, Anna. Let me say this, and I know there's a couple my black liberal friends that's probably listening to this. Yeah, I can't say the word black. Joe probably can't, but I can. So, and that's probably one of the reasons why I'm here, because I give a perspective from a black man that's not only just educated, but I grew up in the concrete jungle. So, you know, call it what you will. I've seen the suburbs. I've seen all of that. So someone can say, well, he do so, he do it. Well, guess what? I worked to get it, and I worked to make it happen and to be successful. So I like to pass that on, you know, keeping this positive. I like to pass that on to a lot of the good folks back in the world of the Charm City, Baltimore, Maryland. You know, let me talk about some things. First of all, Marilyn Mosby is disgusting. And the woman probably got as much education as one can have. But the problem of it is she's got this sickness. and it's called liberalism. It's not even socialism. It's called stupidity and liberal. It just being liberal together is stupid. She wants to legalize marijuana, and she wants to legalize it. But what is that telling someone? Because I got into the argument with a black liberal, and I know she's probably listening. And I told her, she said, well, what's the difference if they have a dime bag or this or that or that or this? I said, well, let me give it to you so you'll understand. I said, it's the equivalent of stealing some tasty cakes and stealing a car. It's still called theft, which means that you're held accountable. It's still stealing. So it doesn't make a difference whether small or large. I say, see, that's why we have the problem that we have in all of these liberal cities. I'm not just going to pick on Baltimore. I'm going to pick on a lot of things in this country where people are given a pass and then they do something bigger. And then I'll give you the perfect example. The young man that struck the police officer in Baltimore County. And they proudly, he didn't know what he was doing. And for a split, you know, Mr. Brown, I know he probably listened to, there's a lawyer there that's a race hustler. And he was like, well, he made a mistake. You killed a human being. And you call that a mistake? Well, I'll tell you what. That trial is July 23rd. And if I can make it there, I'm going to be there because I want to see them. I know we don't have the death penalty. They don't have the death penalty in Maryland. But to live the rest of your life behind bars, because that is disgusting. Now, moving along to the raunchy thing of politics in Baltimore City. Miss Catherine Pugh, I hope she gets better because I'm a psychiatrist, and thank God, Texas A&M, God bless you. I got my education from there, and I can point out certain things. One thing I can point out is when someone's on the medication. Several weeks ago, she was holding up these dog clothes from, I don't know what she was doing, but the woman was on Valium. And generally, when you're like that, that means you're mentally unstable. And the woman, and God bless her, I hope she gets better, but I hope she's listening. If you're listening, don't let happen what happened to Lee Harvey Oswald. James Earl Ray, people that are patsies, and other people that are patsies, McVeigh, and the list goes on, are patsies that people have put in place, you know, in history. And I would take, and I would do so much, I would imitate Diana Ross, and I would continue to sing about what's been going on in Baltimore City politics and the public school system. It is a utter displeasure to see government being run like this, and it's only being run like this because no one is being held accountable. And Joe, I know you guys have your problems out there in California, but Baltimore City is an atrocity. It is an accident. It is a plane crash that's happened, and they put the plane back together and crash it again. And it continues to be like this in all these cities, especially with the summertime coming and all these murders every day. And the thing of this is the change in leadership. The gentleman that's in leadership now don't even want it. He said, I don't want to be mayor, which I couldn't blame him. It's a car wreck. But no one, that's why I say, and I always say this about everything else, and if, God bless if President Trump gets four more years, I'm hoping and praying he does. If he gets four more years after him, I hope and pray. And I think I've been prophesizing about this a long time, that someone independently comes along and does not run on a Republican or the Democrat ticket and runs as an independent and breaks all of this up. That's what we need. President Trump.
But wait a minute. But then I think you'd see for the first time Republicans and Democrats come together to fight that one independent to prove their point.
And only person that could come up with something like that is a twisted mind like myself to come up with something where, Lex Luthor type thing, where I sit and I think about things like that. And I'm like, you know what would make both of these parties would break them? And break the fake people on both sides, the left and the right, stand up and start being true Americans and stop worrying about whether a D or R beside your name. is for an independent to come along. God yep. sent independent to come along, and to really shake things up and to win. OMG, as my daughter would say, that would change a whole lot in the political system.
Well, and, you know, Elijah Cummings, I mean, he's out there every day beating the drum and trying to clean up Baltimore. No, never mind. He doesn't even know what Baltimore is, does he?
Wrong. His district, he only comes in once a year. He only appears once a year. So these people that are like that, those politicians that are like him, you know, that's why I don't really like politicians. I do not like politicians. I mean, they're okay, but, you know, they like most of these people that's on the left and the right. They walk. And then when they get there, I'm going to do this and roll up their sleeve. And then the people on K Street in Washington get a hold of them and tell them, hey, look, you need us. So either you do this. And then the next thing you know, hey, take a good look at the people that went there. Rand Paul, Rubber Leg Rubio.
These guys have all, like, gone, I won't say gone away, but they seem to have lost their spine. Rubio, well, I know they never had one to begin with, but nothing.
Right.
You hear no fighting out of these guys helping the president out, or actually, I should say, helping us out.
Let me say this real quick. I would have loved that President Trump had ran as an independent. That would have made me so happy. If he ran as an independent and didn't have to be dealing with the Republican or the Democratic Party. As I always say, they're both horns, the left and right, are the devil. So it doesn't make any difference. So for all of these people that are fanboys and fangirls of these politicians, and they're going to do so much. Hey, look, man, look, how much are they paying you? Oh, okay, because guess what? Hard work don't come from a politician helping you. Hard work comes from you getting down and doing it yourself. So guess what? And that's why I said I get so tired of hearing people whine and cry about things. And this is like, you know, hey, look, you're a product of your own situation. You created the situation. You made the situation this way. So how about dig yourself out instead of, you know, or telling people, well, you're this or that. That is this about me talking about that. They're intrigued by me, but not only that I'm pompous and arrogant. No, what I think it is that's because of your insecurity.
No, you know what it is? It's confidence. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Rock and roll side of me coming out. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also, you should sign up for the email blast. I send out one a week. Gives you an idea of who's coming on, kind of topics we're going to be discussing, what we have for sale. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Just head up there and find out. Also, if you want to be notified by text message, because it's getting worse. I don't know if you heard that there's a bunch of conservatives that Facebook is pretty much banning for life. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But if you want to get the information, what you need to do, what you have to do, what I'm asking you to do is get your phone, put it in your hand, text TRS to 55222. That's TRS 55222, and we'll let you know when the show's coming on and what's going on and when it's coming up. Let's bring him on. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does pretty much every week, to kind of keep us abreast, keep us up on what's going on there in the real life, in the real world. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear and ask that you continue to, everyone continue to follow me, my beautiful wife Anna, and our association, Grassroots Conservative Association Group, at www.conservativegen.com. We'll be updating our website next week on a lot of the things that we think, a lot of our projects that we are really, really pushing for this Veterans Hospital and the Children's Hospital up there in Oklahoma City. And I know we're going to have a groundbreaking probably around September. And it's just about giving back, especially about our trade schools and our Christian conservative prep schools. Our trade schools, we're getting a lot of feedback from a lot of people around the country about bringing them to their cities. But, you know, right now we're still in the phase of, you know, doing a lot of research about whether we want to do that, because we see that strategically these schools need to be placed in places where we can continue to have what we stand for, and as God, family, country, education, unity, and also to be involved. And we've been doing this and this has been us ever. I mean, we're coming up on, no, actually it's been a year. It was coming up on a year that we've been this, and you know, you can't imitate none of this because of the fact and what we put out there is about education, and that's the main thing. We know people love to talk about politics and it gets people fired up, but getting fired up and people can't count 1 + 1 is not helping out the process. So what we need to do what we're doing collectively is preparing out not only our young Americans for success, but also the Americans that have come upon hard times or whatever, what kind of background. We don't care about D or R next to your name. We don't have time to worry about that. That's what the problem is, instead of treating people just like Americans. We understand some people have some simple views, and that's only because of ignorance, because they haven't been educated, and they haven't been taught exactly what socialism and liberalism is, and it's a complete sickness if you allow it to control your life and allow it to dumb you down. And I know you, hey look, you can only talk to people, you can lead a horse to the well, but you can't make them drink. But the main thing of it is that we are giving back to Americans, and we're the Grassroots Conservative Association Group, and we're located, our headquarters in is 9 Acres, Houston, Texas, the good old Duncan Ranch. And guess what? We're nonprofit, so we don't, please, you know, for those who continue to say, well, I want to make a donate. No, we don't need your donations. What we need is your support of our initiative, Education Initiative 2019 and beyond. Thank you, Joe and Tammy, for always allowing me to come on and, to talk and to let people know that this is not a joke. It's actually happening. It's not a blueprint. The schools are real. So, you know, the thing of it is, but, you know, and you know what's sad is that I get sometimes I get email from conservatives, and it's like they scratch their head like, it's got to be something to this. This man is not asking for anything. He's doing it out of his own wealth or whatever. So what? So what? The thing of it is,
Something up your sleeve. You must have something up your sleeve.
That's because the typical person does not do what I'm doing, but the typical person is not me, because I'm a very complex person, and I know who I am, and I already understand where I'm going and where this family and where this association is going for the next 20 years, whether I live or die. So the thing of it is, my beautiful wife Anna has her projects that she will soon be putting out there. So the thing of it is that we continue to march forward. And if other people want to take and spitball, you do whatever you want. That's why I say I love the fact that we're doing all this without social media. So for all of those who think that we're going to be on Facebook gloating and this, that, Facebook is nothing but a bunch of people that's trying to be someone that they are not. And there's a lot of people that's on Facebook that want to be me, but then they try to want to spitball. I'm sorry. I know some people say I'm a narcissist sometimes. Well, you call it whatever you want. I'm dealing with the facts, and the facts are what they are. So, you know, I don't want to take up that much time talking about that. But
you got people. You know, if you are not sure of yourself, if you are not confident in your abilities, you cannot be successful. You can't get anything done. And that's what people, mm-hmm. they confuse. They confuse somebody being confident with somebody being cocky, right? I mean, seriously.
Well, Well, Joe, you know where we come from. You come from Boston. I come from New York. So here's the thing. We, you know, we come from places where, look, you're either going to bite the bullet or you're just not going to make it. And I mean, I'm just like President Trump. I'm just like, hey, look, you know, I don't care too much. You know, generally they say when a person gets around 80, 75 or 80, they don't care what come out their mouth or what they say. Well, I'm getting ready to turn 50 and I could care less what people say, because guess what? Until you do better than me, there's nothing else to say. Hey, you know what? As Ric Flair always said, to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Well,
so
look at
to
it.
Be the man, you got to beat the man. So the thing is,
yeah. Well, at the prayer breakfast today, one of the things the guy was saying is that, look, well, our keynote speaker was that, you know, you can't just be a Christian. You got to act. You've got to be doing something. You've got to be acting on what that Bible tells you to do. You can't just say, you know, hey, look at me. I'm a Christian. All right, go. Good for you. What are you doing?
Well, see, the thing of it is that people are too busy trying to convince people that they are this type of person or whatever. And the thing of it is I don't see where I have to take and to convince anyone that I'm this person or that person or whatever, because you don't live in my household. I don't, you know, it's almost like the difference of a lot of people trying to take and trying to play Christian, conservative Christian, where you on Facebook and you are not even representing being a Christian conservative. Because if people really know a lot of it, and that's why I say you got to be careful about who you're following, man. I mean, I say a lot of people that's doing that, and I'm not saying follow me about anything, because guess what? We got 100% enrollment in four of our schools already, Christian Conservative Prep School, and that was without social media. So the thing is, a lot of people say, well, how did you do that? I say, well, guess what? The grace of God. And that the fact that we got tired of these people on Facebook and these other, you know, these other social websites that are not doing anything. But that's fine. I don't have a problem with it to do that. And I don't want to take up too much time about that. The main thing of it is that we're doing something about it and we're getting things done. And we're going to get a lot of young Americans and also just regular middle-aged, old Americans. It doesn't matter. The thing of it is about making a difference. If you're not making people's lives better than what they are when they met you, and when you got, you know, we presented this to them, then you're not doing anything but just talking.
No, I agree with you. Unless you're willing to get off, you know, it's like I joke, and you talked about it earlier, which is Facebook warriors. It's great that you're on the keyboard, and matter of fact, if you're bound up at home and you can't get out, and that's the best you can do, then you do the best you can do. But for most of us, that's not the case. It takes a little sacrifice to hop in that car, get on the bus, get on the train, and go out to maybe you know, help push a cause at a school board, at a city council meeting, anywhere along those lines. You have got to get people together. You have got to make a difference by making it uncomfortable for them. They make it uncomfortable for us. Make it uncomfortable for them. But the difference is, don't be violent like they are. Don't fall into all that crap that they fall into. When you show up at these places, you be respectful, but you be loud.
Well, that's like the agents of chaos and people like that that don't have anything else to say that's positive and that will lead you on the road to success will always do things like that. The agents, as I always say, the agents of chaos, and that's what they do. They like discord. They like all of this fussing and people posturing about, I want to be the leader of the group and this and that. Yeah, hey, look, it's not even about that. What it's about is you know, we've been doing this for almost a year, and we have success of that people just have not seen, you know, and they're still stuck on 5 or 10 years ago. So, nevertheless, thank you for having me on tonight. It's always a pleasure to appear. And also, check us out, www.drservingjen.com.
Always a pleasure, Corey. Hey, listen, hang out. Next hour, Captain Marvel Star says, there's not enough LGBTQ, ABCDEFG representation in Marvel films. Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.